The man picked to be the next leader of China, Hu Shintao, was in Washington this week for Get Acquainted sessions with President Bush and other top administration officials. An especially important stop was Hu's visit to the Pentagon, where he met with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Chinese leaders have made clear they want the United States to resume regular contacts between the U.S. and Chinese militaries. But as NPR's Tom Jelton reports, Rumsfeld and other Pentagon leaders don't seem anxious to move in that direction.
For most of the 1990s, U.S. and Chinese military officers were regular visitors in each other's country. One defense official recalls the attitude on the U.S. side as the more the merrier. And then the Bush administration came into office with a far more skeptical view of China. A few weeks later, the Chinese military effectively held a U.S. spy plane crew hostage for more than a month. The plane had collided with a Chinese fighter and made an unauthorized landing at a Chinese military base. Military-to-military contacts after that were effectively suspended to be reconsidered only on a case-by-case basis. President Bush made his own peace with the Chinese on a visit to Shanghai last October, and since then the Chinese side has shown increasing interest in rebuilding the military-to-military relationship. Chinese officials initially suggested Vice President Hu Jintao and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld agreed at their Pentagon meeting this week to reestablish regular military-to-military contacts. But the attitude here is still cool toward the Chinese. Pentagon officials immediately challenged the Chinese interpretation of the Hu-Rumsfeld meeting. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark said yesterday Rumsfeld and Hu decided only that the issue would be revisited.
My understanding of the agreement was that they would have the representatives get together to talk about future military-to-military cooperation.
Another Pentagon official says Rumsfeld actually told Hu about U.S. disappointments with the mil-mil relation, as it's known here. James Mulvenin, a U.S.-China specialist at RAND Corporation, says those disappointments actually preceded last year's EP3 incident.
This Pentagon, in particular, came into office with a very negative view of the previous mil-mil engagement with the Chinese on a whole variety of levels. So the question was, what is the real operational value of this mil-mil to the United States? And this current crowd said there isn't any.
U.S. officials felt it was a one-sided relationship, for one thing. Chinese military officers got to see a lot more of U.S. military installations than U.S. officers saw on their trips to China. In fact, not much remains of the old mil-mil contacts. Chinese ships aren't making stops in U.S. ports, nor vice versa. The Chinese defense attaché in Washington isn't allowed to visit the Pentagon or attend briefings organized for other defense attachés. Bates Gill, a China expert at the Brookings Institution, says the mil-mil relation between the United States and China is, for the moment, almost at a dead end.
And until there is a paradigm shift of thinking in the way military-to-military relations might be valuable between the United States and China, until there's a shift in thinking, I think, in the Pentagon, we shouldn't expect any major breakthroughs in spite of Vice President Hu's visit.
Significantly, there seems to be a much warmer attitude toward the Chinese at the State Department and even in the White House. James Mulvenin says this is the opposite of the situation during the Clinton administration, when military-to-military ties between the United States and China advanced further and faster than the overall relationship.
In a sense, right now we have a situation in which the military-to-military relationship is in fact lagging the current diplomatic relationship after September 11th, where we have had this period of tactical cooperation with the Chinese.
Officials say the apparent discord on China inside the administration is, to an extent, natural. The Pentagon has a leading role in the U.S. move toward Taiwan, and that's the main point of U.S.-China friction. And it is at the Pentagon where last year's EP3 incident is recalled most bitterly. Tom Jelton, NPR News, the Pentagon.